Fuck you.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the podcasters. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the Trending Topics Network and or any and all contributors to this site. All Beer Inside also contains foul language and is generally for adults. So if you don't like anything we have to say, then kindly go fuck yourself with a bag of dicks.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! It's not! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Shall we?
Anytime, it's your show, asshole.
Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, I can't stab you with this, I can hit you with it.
Oh, you can find ways.
No, I think I could get pretty hurt with that.
Fit his
dick. Like right in the fucking eye socket.
I fit his dick in there.
What the hell is that anyway?
That's way
it's too a dick twister.
It's a dick twister.
It's a bottle.
It's used for bottles.
You know, yeah, that but thing? Why is it so big?
It looks like a knife.
It's a butterfly.
It's got,
yeah. Oh, like I get that all the time. It looks kind of good.
No, it doesn't.
It is. Talking about the Canadian flag? Fuck you. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to...
All Beer Inside.
No, I was waiting for you to belch again because you're a jackass.
I think you've got like PTSD of me belching.
Maybe. So welcome to episode 10.
We made it.
Still underage for drinking
is
in
that,
most places.
Is that a question or a comment?
A little bit of both.
It's legal somewhere.
Episode 10?
I mean, it's 10, so it's legal somewhere. Obviously, as C-Money said. And joining me in this evening's panel is C-Money.
Hey.
Mixmaster Phil.
Hey.
Mr. Old School.
I'm here.
And the first vagina ever to join our show, Podcaster
no,
Charlie.
No, second vagina. Episode one, she was on it.
She wasn't on it full time, though. She was in the background
hold on,
breaking
boats. That's same vagina, people. That's not over-recycled vagina. Okay, so we've recycled the vagina.
Reused.
For reused, yeah, it's like, it's
vagina second, 2.0.
Secondhand vagina.
Listen, I don't need to be here, okay? This is pretty much my show anyway, so... You guys are just...
You know, you keep saying that. I'd love for you to explain how that works.
Yeah, especially since the
because,
radio just went down
because
the you spoke.
Because, okay.
Why are you pointing?
I don't want to break the fourth wall.
You went like fourth wall all the time.
Yeah, you do it.
I try not to break it, but then you say,
you're
hey,
worse than
why, are you,
you're worse
why
than
are you doing this thing that's breaking the fourth wall by asking me the question? Okay, we'll break the fourth wall.
Ice machine.
We'll
break the fourth wall.
See, the ice machine just like totally ruined the moment there. Okay, so what I was going to say... was you shouldn't bang it on the wooden part, you should bang it on the felt part so that you don't make the clunking
it's
noise.
It's a boot, so it's both.
Oh, is that where you were pointing at?
Also yes. Yelling at her about something else.
But then you said, why are you pointing at that thing? You're not, like, okay, like, if you're trying to be a professional, okay?
That doesn't exist.
You go with the flow.
There
you
should
go
be
with the
absolutely
flow.
No professionalism to
no,
the show
no,
whatsoever.
Wait, listen.
What do you do for a living? Yeah, do I talk to yours on a podcast?
Listen, if you're trying to be
that
a professional, semi-whatever...
That would be a best job.
The thing, like, if you're doing live...
Get to the point.
So okay. When your show failed miserably...
yeah, let's get back to that.
Listen,
yeah.
You guys started this show. Carp started... Oh, what's your name again?
His name's Carp.
Carp.
Carp, also known as Carp.
I don't think anybody in real life, except for my coworkers, use my actual real name.
I was looking for your podcast
and,
name.
And you won't get this, and you'll find out what your name is.
Well, yeah, he knows, because...
There you go.
Fucking Facebook.
I told you he knows. Anyway,
creepy
sorry.
Andy.
Yeah. He's stalker.
Is he on your Facebook?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, he found out where I work. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah.
Jesus. I heard about that. He created the show because of my show.
But and ours is still continuing. Where you're
yeah,
spiral.
That's it. Your show, like, just vanished into
yeah.
Non-existence.
Yeah, because I started the other one.
Canada invented basketball, and look where that's going. So.
But your other show's also on hiatus.
So, like, you basically have no shows going on right
you
now.
You have no show.
Whereas we continue well,
I have this
shows.
One. I told you. I co-own.
No, you don't.
You
check
do
a
not.
Contract.
If anything, it's like a sister show.
It's
or a brother
show.
Yeah.
And obviously, because there's more men, our show is more important.
So I agree with that. I'll let you guys think that.
Okay, let's go. So, hi.
Unfortunately, this evening there's no beer tasting. It was forgotten.
Are you going by Cone or Charlie?
Just Cone. That's
Cone.
A new name.
That's Cone. Cone. Cone.
We invited the Cone.
The construction Cone.
You like that? Yeah. In the big font?
Yeah. I'm just going to call her Vision the whole time.
Well, if you're going to say, you're going to call me Cone, you have to explain why you're calling me Cone.
No, because
you were...
No, you don't?
No, that's part of the show.
Tweet me
if your show lasted longer, you know.
If you want to know why we call her Cone, tweet all wine and snow. It's not there anymore. Sorry.
It is. There.
It is. Tweet all wine aside, and the Cone will tell you.
Or you can tweet all beer.
No, no, it's all wine aside.
Aside.
Aside. Like the show got tossed aside. Yeah. It no longer exists.
Funny.
Or they could tweet us and all beer inside, and we could show them why we're going to call her Cone this evening.
Show picture?
No, never show picture.
You blur out the face.
If you blur out my face.
You also have a picture where you're like, you see this much. You see your eyeballs.
What's that called? What's the Muslim thing? Just that you can just the slit there or the
talking about
the kebab or the fucking shish kebab, whatever the fuck it's called. The headgear.
Yes, the falafel.
Shish falafel. Whatever.
Is it racist? Starring old school.
There's a show. Is it racist?
We're getting it. Nobody will get this. We're gonna get an email for that.
What about you being a racist?
Sounds good.
Anyways, when this show comes out, it'll be a Trump world, so
it'll
be
totally work.
That's it. There's a world left after Trump gets voted.
No, there you go. It's not gonna happen.
Vote Trump.
No, he'll get you.
All right, so we got a couple articles this week about how beer can save the world. Patagonia thinks they can save the world with beer, and they might be right. Innovations in food production are coming to a pretty swift clip. Call it the rise of the woke consumer. We care more than ever before about where our food and drink comes from and how it's produced. Scientists, companies, and craftspeople are taking note and working tirelessly to bring us sustainable and innovative versions of our favorite staples and treats. Now, Patagonia Provisions has teamed up with Hopworks Urban Brewery and the Land Institute to push the envelope even further. They put their
short of breath.
Do you need a break there?
But it's fucked up. He's reading the properly.
I didn't get to do the beer tasting.
No, because
so
how many times? How many times you read that over? Though, be honest.
Like 500.
Be honest.
Once.
Five times?
No, once. I've been too busy with work.
Oh, I didn't call him out, but he skipped all the commas.
That's the
thing. There's no comma.
That's the thing. He's working now.
Oh, his brain's working too.
So that's taking...
No, but because he's working, he's doing this at work.
Because
he's working, he has time
to read these goddamn articles.
Yeah, now he has the time to do it.
I actually have a job now where I have to work. It's weird.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. So, the Land Institute pushed the envelope even further. They put their heads together and took a long look at wheat-fueled beers to make some improvements that can net a positive environmental and agricultural impact while still making a beer people love. The Oregon...
I'm not listening.
Portland, Oregon. Duh.
Oregon.
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 It's G-O-N. Gone.
Fuck you. It's Oregon.
Hey, this isn't fucking, how do you call it, Massachusetts.
Pronounce Massachusetts.
I swear to God, if you say okay, Google, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No. Pronounce Oregon. Pronounce it.
It's Oregon.
Type it in Google Translate right now.
Why are you saying this to the Asian guy in the room?
Work. I'm typing. I'm typing this really fast.
Type this in the phone.
You're flat. Next.
There you go. Karch.
Wakata.
Coding.
Thank you, truncated.
Hey, Asian guy.
Put the sound on your phone.
Where's the sound?
It's on silent right now.
There we go.
It was.
Oregon.
Thank you! Hey! You lose, fucker! You lose. Get the fuck out of my house. All fuck right, you.
Cool.
Or a gun.
Or a rough gun.
It would be great if that was actually to a site for old school and it was actually you saying
I prepared it. I knew this was coming. I read the article. I made the YouTube clip.
Yeah, just to be an asshole.
That
would
have been amazing.
A recipe called Long Root Ale. The ale replaced the standard wheat with the Land Institute's Kernza grain.
You got a point where it's actually on the entire...
This giant thing. Here.
Where's Waldo?
Kern's a grain.
Whatever.
Where are my thumbs?
Nobody cares. Just read it.
Kern's a grain.
I don't care what the grain is called.
Oh, yeah.
Kern's a grain.
Yeah.
Kern's is a perennial...
What?
Of some pretty staggeringly positive proportions when stacked up. So it's the replacing...
This is the part where you stop.
Can you give me the summary of that? I have no idea what you just said.
What's the TLDR?
Okay, so it's, I guess, a GMO wheat?
GMO.
Yo, GMO. It's the return to Flipmo Squad.
Okay.
You got the OPP.
It's a beer that wants to kill itself. It's so GMO.
Kern's a grain, restores soil biodiversity, sequesters carbon, and efficiently grows crops without chemical fertilizer or pesticides.
Why do we care?
Why did you pick this article?
What is this?
I don't know. It says Patagonia thinks they can save the world with beer.
So it does.
So it's just healthy beer.
It's
good for the soil.
I guess.
Do you drink it? Do you throw it on the soil? What's happening here?
The way it's processed.
Make beer to throw it on the soil?
So the grain takes less water to grow and is capable of absorbing rainwater.
There we go.
We might as well chalk this one up to in the win column already. So how's the beer? Well, you're going to have to take a trip to the City of Roses and visit Hub's Bar for that answer.
So this article was completely...
It's crafted grapefruit hop flavor, balanced maltiness, as refreshing as its dry and crisp finish.
So it's just an ad.
I don't know, it's an ad.
It's an affiliated link, we get it, okay.
The thing is, you can't mass fucking produce that. Bud's not going to go for that bullshit route. Because that's the only way this makes sense.
It's the wheat itself. They're just basically saying that they're planting a healthier crop.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with the beer itself. Yeah. It's like saying, what is that, grain-fed chicken or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that means it's not
takes up less
being fed by other chickens.
Like how people are now more farm-to-table and things
like
that.
Exactly.
Which apparently is terrible, man.
Side note, have you heard of this new veggie burger that apparently bleeds?
Nice.
Yes.
What?
Yes,
does it scream as well?
They like fucking engineered like fake like or
it's faux meat
bleeding tofu,
but it bleeds. So it actually has a taste like
apparently
meat.
It tastes as good as meat.
So it's like a medium.
But what is it made of?
It's made of all this bullshit and like
and
that will kill you.
Yes, and like the way that he like engineered, he figured out how like blood in the meat worked, and he like took the chemical from the blood and put it in there so it acts like it bleeds.
So like reverse engineered.
It tastes like meat. Like meat eaters are like, this is good.
It's called the once a month burger.
Yeah.
We just got an email.
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally.
You gotta eat it between 3 to 7 days.
So yeah, I'm interested in trying it. They only sell it in California. It's a new thing.
So let's go.
Everything's in fucking California.
Can we fly to California and try bleeding?
Yeah,
that sounds on the
terrible.
Like, we can wait a couple years and it'll get here eventually.
What's the purpose of this trip? Business or pleasure?
Yeah.
Meat.
But not really meat.
Veggie meat.
No, what's the purpose of this trip? Bleeding.
Bleeding tofu.
I'm sure that'll come across really well. So to continue in the, I guess...
what's the next ad?
Beer saving the world.
No, we're gonna pause, people.
Ice cream and beer are joining forces to protect our winters.
What?
Okay. Ice cream and beer.
I didn't know they were under danger.
Are joining forces.
Ice cream's on the endangered species list.
It could be. It may cause shudders for some.
My life will become much more depressing.
I love ice cream. Next article.
All right, it may cause shudders to some to think about it, but this month there's going to be a new president of the United States.
You want another one?
Yeah. Again, I'm trying not to break the fourth wall. I'm saying, here, give me a beer. And then you fucking broke it again.
Oh, you know that I'm doing it on purpose now, right?
Not cool, man.
We are not cutting any.
We are not a professional establishment with the cone in the room. The cone in
way
the
to
room.
Ruin a cone.
She is like...
Not cone.
She's
cone.
I said cone.
This is what you get with Hillary Clinton people.
Oh. We just got 5 emails.
The cone.
What a nasty woman.
You know what the cone is? The cone is the Deadpool of our show.
Oh.
Oh, come on. The amount you fucking break the fourth wall? Really?
I'm okay with that, actually.
No, it's not. You have to keep it together.
You have to keep it. Just hold it right next to the mic next time.
I'm enjoying it from my camera. Thank you.
What a boot ice cream.
All right. An era is about to end. With that in mind, Ben and Jerry, New Benjamin Ale.
It's all about the New Benjamins.
Yeah.
And Protect Our Winters have teamed up to petition the incoming administration to spend their first 100 days making real effect on climate change.
Donald Trump, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Ben and Jerry's,
fuck
right? So
guys.
It's out of Vermont.
It's huge.
So I'm sure
climate change is huge. We're going to build a wall.
We're going to connect to China.
Over the sun. We're going to build a wall in front of the sun.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
So this 100 Days to Change Our Ways movement wants us to drink beer, eat ice cream, and create tangible ways to fight climate change.
Losers.
You know what? I think I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Eating ice cream and drinking beer.
I'm still going to drink after the election.
They're losers.
Is it ice cream beer?
It's Ben and Jerry's teaming up with New Belgium to create...
The ice cream, the rapists,
and Ben and Jerry's.
What does it taste like?
It's chocolate chip cookie dough ale.
Oh,
why?
No,
can't do it.
I don't know. It may sound like a hipster's action.
It does.
Yeah.
A hipster action hero's fruit.
And
Cone
is a hipster.
There's another article that
Cone.
We're going to talk about later on about what hipsters are doing to beer. So
yeah,
and Cone is a hipster, so Cone can tell us.
I'm not a hipster.
You're
a
hipster.
I don't even have glasses.
You're hipster-esque.
Right now.
Yeah.
The first thought of a hipster is not...
You had, like, a hipster phase last year.
No, I don't.
You were hipstering it up.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you had the fucking hat, the douche hat with the glasses.
And hipster Ontario at the bar on your birthday.
Yeah.
You thought, like, you knew stuff.
My God.
I know stuff.
You were talking about the environment.
That was legit.
Go up to a real hipster and tell him, ask him if I'm a hipster, he'll laugh in your face. I'm not a hipster.
Hipsters don't acknowledge each other.
No.
And they don't laugh.
Yeah.
They never laugh.
Yeah.
Ever.
A hipster will never recognize another hipster. It's a little too faux pas.
Laughing creates noise pollution. We have to be environmentally conscious.
What's a Bali girl?
I don't know.
He's a loser. China.
Try this beer.
I'm Donald Trump.
China.
New Belgium declare.
He's a loser.
Who invited Trump to this thing?
It's going to be huge.
So New Belgium, fuckers.
Great, it's gonna be huge.
Huge.
New Belgium declared that ale hits the nose with vanilla, caramel, and chocolate. Bigger chocolate, hot chocolate powder.
Bigger chocolate?
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
I heard that too, yeah.
The beer starts fairly sweet, then a slight bitterness comes in to
this
finish
is another
with a lot
ad.
Of
what
sweetness.
The fuck?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on.
Carp, I know.
I don't know.
They all fucking paid you to do all these house ads on the show. I know how this works. We're breaking the fourth wall.
Still.
Yeah, it's
DVD sale.
Brought to you by Old School's DVD sale.
So what's the question? Is that, will we drink, eat this, whatever
I would definitely drink, eat it. I don't know about you guys.
No.
No.
What? Okay, first of all, Ben & Jerry's is awesome.
Yeah?
Not in an ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Not in ice cream, that's
it's
stupid.
Basically taking
not
a
in
piss
a...
in your ice cream.
Yeah. Can you try...
Do you taste the beer ice cream? It's gross. Same as the...
Actually, so...
Same as the vodka ice cream.
Scruff has actually done that at Wild Willy's.
Beer. No, that was me who had the stout.
You.
Oh,
and you
God.
Said it was terrible. So
yeah, but that was the stout. I didn't. They had like two other ones that I didn't try, but.
They were beer flavored too?
Yeah. I know Dennis, when we were down in Ottawa, they had a beer craft brew combination thing. And he had it and he said it was delicious, so maybe it was just Wild Willy's.
Dennis.
But Dennis. Afro Dennis.
Dennis is weird.
Dennis is weird.
I'm sure.
Ben and Jerry's.
I'm sure everyone out there really cares
beer.
About these people right now.
Well, Ben and Jerry's is
ben
in Vermont, and Vermont has a lot of good craft brewery places.
But they
so.
Have beer flavored ice cream sometimes, and it's gross. It's like inhaling that beer.
I don't know.
See that?
I mean, if it helps, if me drinking Ben and Jerry's New Belgium chocolate chip cookie dough ale helps fight climate change, I'm okay with that.
It's not.
He's a loser.
We live in Canada.
It's going to be huge.
It's just going to make money.
Yeah.
Ice cream is a loser. China.
China.
China. Build a wall. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
It's fantastic.
You're a loser.
My hands are very huge. They're not small. I can attest.
This feels like another ad again. America is getting a beer museum, and yes, you can drink there.
America.
You know the worst thing about museums? There aren't any wasted people there. In fact, it's not even appropriate to be drunk.
Said who?
Oh, I'm assuming society norms.
You don't?
Have you ever been shit-faced at a museum?
I have not.
You come off as a museum person. I don't know why.
No, I don't like museums.
Well,
no,
I may have to finally go to Pittsburgh.
For her?
Yeah, I think like 2.0 cone.
2.0
cone? It's like cone to come.
Figuratively.
Yeah.
But no, but like she's had a renaissance a bit.
A renaissance?
She's renaissance.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, yeah, she's renaissance.
What?
In the last year, yeah.
A renaissance?
You've made life changes, decisions, things that have happened.
Yeah, but was the renaissance a good thing?
It was I didn't say it was a good thing. I said it was
a like
renaissance.
Spiraling down.
So I think Cone 2.0.
I don't like museums.
I think I'm a bit off on Cone 2.0.
So all this to say that at a museum, I would probably be shit-faced, yes.
Well, I want to hit that new the Gervais there, the wax museum. They have like a Super Mario.
The Gervais.
Gervais.
The Gervais.
The Gervais.
They have a Super Mario wax museum thing going.
It's the Ricky Gervais.
Gervais. So.
We don't care.
Eater reports that a beer museum will soon open in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A reason to go see Pittsburgh. The place will be called Brew.
Nice.
Brew. How do you spell it?
That's actually
B-R-E-W. Brew.
Of course.
And will feature both exhibits and interactive experience, which will allow you, the enthusiastic visitor, to touch, smell, and even...
taste beer.
Taste. Even drink the beer. So we can expect.
So it's a bar.
It's a bar.
It's a bar with three paintings in it.
But everything's so, free, right?
So there'll be beer artifacts and exhibits in the 50,000 square foot complex. Will include a 300
seat. This is not lasting more than a year. No.
300 seat brew pub, gift shop, and a beer hall of fame.
Hall of fame.
And a brewer's wall set to showcase information on all 4,800 breweries currently operating in the United States. Wow.
Okay, so the one thing I would say that's actually kind of cool is the Hall of Fame. The like,
so
see the best of the best beers. Yeah. Okay,
but can you see them or can you taste them?
Well, that's my question, here right? You can touch, smell, and even drink the beer.
I'm touching the bottle.
I'm touching the beer.
So,
I'm touching the beer.
This touches like it would be a 4-on-5. Oh,
the size so and good. Scope of brew will be comparable to Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pretty bad, actually.
If it gets on ESPN, I think it's going to get legit.
America has large-scale museums dedicated to so many important aspects of human culture, but surprisingly, no epic museum dedicated to beer until now, says Brew co-founder Matt Sherwin. He added that he wants the museum to be used to understand all aspects of what it means to be human. Our sociology,
whoa.
Our anthropology, our history, our economics, our politics.
He's a loser. China.
I don't know. I think it's a great idea. I'd personally go at some point as a road trip.
I think he's a loser.
That'd be great as like a guy's road trip when we do our sports thing.
So you want the guys to go to a sports road trip to hit a...
Well, to go to Brew.
A museum.
Well, we fucking... No,
finish that sentence.
You know, because I went down to Toronto with Watsuki and...
Again,
Craig.
People that you really
care. And we ended up doing the sports thing and went to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Craig, also known as.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to let you get shit-faced in that museum.
Of course not. There's going to be kids running around.
Who's going to bring their kids to a beer museum?
Nobody's bringing their kids. Well,
America.
It's America.
It's not just America.
It's like next to the gun museum.
I've gone to the beer festivals in Laval and shit, and people bring their kids. So.
I've seen kids in bars. So
didn't we see kids at the the one in Chambly?
I just love how you just left.
Yeah.
Can we have a change of pace?
The beer festival in Chambly.
Yeah.
What, you're fucking...
I like to present my article.
Stupid fucking retard.
You haven't even read it,
I don't have to.
Close-minded douche.
You didn't even ask us what we're drinking.
China.
He's a loser. China.
Bad hombre.
All right. Wall. It's going to be great.
You do your whole thing.
He's a loser.
I'm going to have to read this down.
Although we are just coming out of Halloween and I have a Halloween-related article.
Okay, well, yeah, he's an asshole. Anyways. So
I'm the asshole. Really?
I would
have you ever considered how you treat people at all?
Every time he talks.
Wow. Really?
He's talking to the ceiling.
I went out to the store. What? Really?
Wow.
Really? Really? Okay.
Really?
God damn. He's so rude. You know what I mean?
Really?
Jerk. I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Being a douchebag as per usual.
Being super nice.
Oh my god.
Super polite.
Yeah.
As I always am.
Yep.
Okay.
China.
You know, delusional.
He's a loser. China.
Delusions in OCD are.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
The rapists.
Whoa.
The kill. No, it's what he said.
Hey, whoa.
The killers.
Whoa.
The killers.
The killers.
Not
the
cool.
Rapists. They're losers.
Fuck them right.
I love the Mexican people.
If you're famous,
they're losers. They're losers. I love them.
If you're famous, you can grab them by the pussy.
Grab them by the pussy.
They won't even care.
Yeah. Alright, so.
Really?
What's next?
Fuck you.
You know what this guy is? You know what this guy is? He reminds me of a guy who was playing Poker Stars a couple of years back.
So I remind you of somebody on the internet? Imagine that.
Okay, Will.
You're
okay,
captain.
Will.
You're
okay,
captain.
Will.
You're
okay,
captain.
Will.
Epic Trail.
Okay, Will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Will.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Will.
He's making fun of people that like cut him off and talk too much.
Exactly.
To
yeah.
Will.
Like, who does
yeah.
that?
And
yeah.
who does that, right?
Yeah. Who does
yeah.
that?
Who does that?
Seriously, who
kind
does
of
that?
Douchebag would do that.
Ridiculous.
Funny enough, I was listening to episode 9, and that's the first thing I thought. I was like,
oh,
kind of old school is kind of being like,
I'll
Will.
I'll leave it.
Time signature. Okay, first of all, you're full of shit because you said you stopped listening right away.
No,
so how would you take
like a quarter.
A quarter.
A quarter. A quarter.
A quarter. You're going down to Boston.
Chill Brooklyn for no reason.
You're going down to Boston. You're going to go to the bar in Boston. Yeah.
Just a quarter.
Brooklyn.
You're going to hit the pisser. Yeah.
Brooklyn, Boston.
No,
I'm
not even
Brooklyn,
fucking
Boston,
close.
Boston,
retard. You fucking epic
Irish
retard.
And English is the same thing.
No,
I don't care.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No,
it's the same thing.
Nine.
Okay, great. How much my neighbors are gonna think you're a fucking Nazi? All right.
A little bit.
I would like to present to you a transcript of a chat log that I had with one ceramic samurai regarding.
Why are you talking louder and?
He's projecting.
You're like,
projecting.
You're like, I want to talk about an article.
It's from the singing
that
lessons.
I had with.
It's all the singing lessons. He has to project
true.
His voice.
It's true.
From the diaphragm.
Yeah.
From the diaphragm. All right, so this is a chat transcript between me and Ceramic Samurai regarding the possibility of fucking a wormhole. We will start with the scene is... I'm on my computer, and she is also on
He's
her
on
computer.
His computer, trying to fucking wormhole because
chatting
you know
about
what?
Fucking wormhole.
I'll be good. I'll be
we'll
good.
Start the scene. Starts with Ceramic Samurai. Please go ahead, Cone 2.0.
She writes a lot. Okay.
Why is it 12 pages?
It's because like,
it's she fucking
it's
writes
like,
a lot.
It's 4.5 pages, and it's a big font.
It's like 19 pages.
Space is a vast, empty, unforgiving, empty space.
Like.
You cannot survive there. You cannot live there. At least under our current technology. That's terrifying. It's actually a place we are not welcome at all. And we kept trying to go there because we are cocky and horrible. Space does not want us. Space doesn't give a fuck about you or your day or your hubris.
So apparently space snubbed you at a party once.
Space is magical and terrifying. There are places on Earth that don't want us. Aw, really? Like, I was reading so well.
She was. He's a loser.
Okay, I'm gonna start over. There are places on Earth that don't want us, but we keep trying to get there because we are horrible. That's why man versus nature is such a powerful narrative archetype.
I see space as a...
What's the word?
Archetype.
Okay, it is? Okay, good.
I see space as a big-ass autobomb without oxygen.
But we can't get there.
Am I getting the
laughs? Oh, hold on.
I thought I'd be getting the laughs here.
The way you said that, though, there, and I'm sure the way you were thinking it when you typed it, you were like...
It's
space is like an Autobahn.
Yeah. It's like hilarious. And it comes out, it's like flat.
Yeah.
Zero.
You're so super monotone right there. Space is like an Autobahn.
Okay, first
and
of all, I
on it.
Okay, Google. Any cricket noises.
Hold on. I was not monotone during that reading. I was
you were
not.
Super
no,
fucking
no,
monotone.
I was doing dry humor.
Right.
It's dry humor.
Yeah.
First of all, A, you're not British and only works with the British. And B, you're a terrible fucking comedian, so...
Do it again with emotion.
This guy's just full of fucking compliments today.
Do it again with emotion, he says.
Now he's gonna read it like an asshole.
Oh, I believe that the Autobahn has it!
Shatner's not an asshole.
Yeah.
I see space as a big-ass Autobahn without oxygen.
More! I want more out of you!
More! Say more!
More emotion!
Bigger! Bigger!
More diaphragm!
I see space, it's huge! Like a big ass autobahn without oxygen!
No! It doesn't work! Better! Diaphragm! Do it!
Just move on.
I see space as a big ass autobahn without oxygen!
Okay, I'm going again. But we can get there! At some point, I think we will master at least parts of nature. I don't think we can do that in space. The best we can do is hope to coexist with it and maybe learn to traverse it. Maybe learn to traverse it.
Yay, I'm the only one. I'm not the only one who can't read.
I can't read at all.
I'm the only one who can't read.
You can't even talk.
I can't read at all.
Wormhole, problem solved.
Assuming we learn how they function.
Just go through it.
How they
What's there to
function?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, now you know what it's like,
cocksucker. That is rude. Shut the fuck up. I'm reading.
Oh, imagine that, because you never, ever fucking interrupt me.
Will.
Oh, you're one to talk, asshole.
Just go through it. What's there to know?
Okay, you can go through it. What's in it? Is there a tangible structure? What if it hits you? What if you hit the sides?
Can you fuck it, you mean?
So, where does it go?
So hold on, wait. So this sounds down to you trying to fuck something that is inanimate again.
That's what I said at the beginning of the entire fucking article. Yeah, he's sabotaging. You know why he's sabotaging this? Because he doesn't have the creative ability to write something this intelligent, this funny, this witty, this witty, this funny, this emotionally.
Yeah.
So he's just sitting here with his bullshit comments, with his stupid banter.
Because your comments, you can't.
Can we get through this? Thanks.
There's like 16 more pages.
I'd rather not.
We have another 15 pages, so it's going to take as long as you fucking talk.
Man,
I will not stop until we read this entire. I will not stop.
I will edit your edit.
I will edit your edit.
Okay, let's get through this, okay? We have to listen to your
fucking
bullshit.
Took you five
fucking
months to edit the last one you tried to edit.
You just read 8 fucking commercials about some bullshit museum shit, and my shit's not good?
Imagine that.
You're a loser. You're a loser. China. Go ahead.
Hurts when she's on the other foot, doesn't it, asshole?
Guys, this is not funny.
I'm just trying to be the better person here.
Okay, can we just...
Oh, but you're such a piece of shit. It's not even funny.
Okay, we're done?
What's next?
Can you read the last line?
Can I fuck it, you mean?
Where does it go?
Just send it a GoPro.
I'm pretty sure you can't fuck a wormhole.
But no one has ever tried. So you can't say it's not possible.
Fair enough. But I'm willing to bet $5 that you can't fuck a wormhole.
Show a man something and he will always try to fuck it.
And that's why I'm afraid of space.
Space. The final frontier.
Space will fuck you back. Now, let's assume there's a wormhole. No.
There exists a wormhole.
Oh. Why can't anybody read on the show?
I know, but I never read.
You just say, line.
Now, let's assume there exists. Because it doesn't make sense. There exists a wormhole structure small enough for a dick.
It's gotta be real fucking small.
Would you also be fucking time? Would putting your dick in a wormhole age it and not the rest of you?
That's actually real shit.
That's what I'm saying. This is really deep.
That's actually, I give her props for that.
Yeah, I put her over later, sorry.
Can a dick defy the theory
Spoiler
of...
alert.
Can a dick defy the theory of relativity? Relativity? Or rather, can you fuck the theory of relativity? Certain solutions of general relativity allow for the existence of wormholes where the mouth of each is a black hole. So, you're fucking a black hole, essentially, where no light or heat exists. The gravitational pull, the gravitational force of which would totally rip off your dick. I'm upping my bet to $10.
I just read your first line and spit my drink out. But imagine climaxing in that? Oh my god.
I guess the gravitational pull of a wormhole will counteract the fact that it's a fucking vacuum. Unless your dick...
I guarantee you old school's fucked a vacuum.
Unless your dick collapses...
Don't bother me when I'm cleaning my room.
I'm cleaning my room, Mom. Leave me alone. So I go fucking quirky. I go all quirky when I'm getting blown by the vacuum. For some reason.
Mom, me alone.
It's from... It's from a scary movie.
It's from a scary movie. The guy's retarded.
I told you to leave me alone. I'm vacuuming my room, Mom.
Unless your dick collapses the structure, of course. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure your dick would be destroyed.
That is fucking fantastic. I just read it to a coworker and he says, you're on the short list for the coolest female ever.
Excuse me, coolest person ever, thank you. Don't gender my cool.
Oh, fuck you, you sexist asshole. That's what she's saying.
Hold on. I stand corrected.
Thank you.
That works out perfect.
That timing was phenomenal. Thank you.
Because I thought that he was just like talking to Carp.
And then, okay, and then I send her a link to an article called The Wormhole Assisted Masturbation Technique.
Oh my god.
Where a guy from a university campus legit tries to figure out whether jerking off with a wormhole would lead to a more intense climax.
This is UCLA.edu. Yeah. This is official shit.
Makes sense.
Laugh my ass off. What? Why am I surprised this was asked?
Wait, did Ceramic write laugh my ass off or LMAO?
LMAO.
Then you should. It should be verbatim.
Nazi.
Verbatim.
Why?
Grammar Nazi.
Because I said so.
LMAO.
There you go.
LMAO. What? Why am I surprised this was asked? It's always about dicks. Change page.
Get your shit ready. You've got like three lines a page.
Yeah. It's true. Apparently, I'm not the only one who's thought about using my dick in a wormhole.
That in itself doesn't surprise me either.
Okay, best question ever, and I'm quoting from the article. My girlfriend Mingus has a significant...
Wait. Okay, first of all, you know right then and
don't
there,
don't ruin the joke.
Problem.
Don't ruin the joke. There's actually a joke with that. Best question ever. My girlfriend Mingus has a significantly lower sex drive than myself. And so, it has become a regular occurrence of late that I've resorted to masturbation. Recently in a physics class, I had been learning about general relativity and the curvature of space-time and was wondering whether the existence of wormholes could open up new methods of self-pleasure for me.
So is he thinking about the curvature of his own dick?
I feel like the fleshlight is just a primitive sex wormhole.
So the biggest question is, who the fuck names their kid Mingus?
Yeah.
It's probably a pseudonym. See, this theory assumes you control the placement of the wormhole.
So, on her saying that, I actually looked up pop culture references and found a Mingus reference in the Chris Rock film 2 Days in New York. So I linked it to her. And then I wrote, thank you.
Yeah, are you done yet?
Then I wrote, my next pet will be named Mingus in lieu of this article.
Quote, other problems with both wormhole-assisted methods of achieving self-pleasure arises from the scarcity of wormholes.
And viscosity.
It's the scarcity.
Scarcity.
Both of you can't read.
You're not even looking at it and you're trying to correct
Stop
her.
Stop touching your phone, please.
Why? I'm
it's
not...
It's bothering me.
So?
We're not touching your phone when you're talking.
I hope you're not touching my phone while I'm talking.
Really? And the fact that none of the potentially harmful effects of wormhole usage has been disapproved. I'm sorry. For example, it is possible that a penis entering a wormhole can be torn apart by the massive gravitational forces of the center of the wormhole. End quote. What the fuck did I just say?
LOL.
So, basically, what Ceramic is saying is that... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Who wants to go to Broadway with Carp? Those are on stage.
Talk about a Sally soundtrack,
okay? All right, Captain fucking
loser. You're a loser. Gina.
Repeat the same shit I do every week because that's all I know how to do.
Wait, what the fuck is this problem? Like, this is getting awkward now.
So, wait. So, you can rip on me, no problem. But I rip on something you do, and you're all fucking high and mighty about something else.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you.
So is all my inside still going?
Aside. It's to the side.
You know, we'll stop.
What?
No, he doesn't want us to continue. He doesn't want us to continue.
Sorry, Captain Bitterness.
So we'll stop. It's okay.
Well,
I'll be the better person. I'll stop.
All right.
Why did you turn into Mr. Mackey?
Okay. I'll be the better person. Okay. I'm good. I'm good. I'm no longer
like,
reading.
Come on, kid. Three lines left?
Yeah, there's like 5 lines left.
Finish the lines.
Finish your fucking shit.
Finish the lines.
Do it.
That's fantastic.
You sound so depressed.
But I bet there's someone out there that's gonna try it.
I may not be the most science of nerds, but I know fucking wormholes. There's always someone willing to put their dick in something. Otherwise, bad dragons wouldn't exist. Don't Google that at work. You will regret it. Quote, another possibility is that the very presence of a penis within a wormhole... I know, I fucked up. Sorry. Within a wormhole could itself cause the wormhole to collapse and the entrance to close, thus detaching the penis from the body entirely. End quote. What did I just fucking say?
Yeah.
Yet, quote, yet another potential problem is that of time dilation? End quote. I don't know what that word is.
Fucking wrecked.
Oh. Fucking wrecked.
Finally done work. Well, at least this hilarious conversation kept me entertained.
Happy to oblige.
She's got at least 30 cats.
And scene. I think you're lowballing that number, buddy.
No, she seems cool.
She is actually very cool.
She played along with it,
yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. Unlike some other people on the show.
Fuck you.
Unlike some other people on the
fuck
show.
You.
I get where were you going with it. The reading got cut multiple times.
See, I thought it was quirky, it was humorous. Was huge.
And that's why we were absolutely fucking like, silent during most of it.
It was like fever pitch.
Some guy was a little bit bitter. My article was better than his. So he turned into a loser. China.
Violins, buddy.
Hey, Cohen,
just back. Like you're bitching and
complaining.
I got last week.
I got at least one laugh on that.
Yeah, from ceramic.
Why is it so quiet?
You guys can keep talking, you know? Just because
Cone
is in there.
Okay, Cone, can you beer me? Take one of mine.
No.
Cone, do what you're told.
Yeah, just take one of mine. I have a taster.
Get to work, Cone!
I have a taster back.
Tasty back.
Tasty back.
Okay, what's the next article?
It's gonna suck.
All right.
This is gonna be fucking up to you.
I'm so bitter right now.
You're always fucking.
You don't understand. You ruined that.
You're so hyped.
You were the kid that spent the time.
I really wanted
to make the volcano for class. To pour in the baking soda.
And then somebody came up with something better.
Like, oh, that's a stupid project.
I really wanted that to work. And you ruined it. You ruined it.
Well, because I was bored by it, so I decided to comment on it.
Because you're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
You're a jerk.
I'm okay.
How can you... No, listen.
No, wait, hold on.
No, you want to break the fourth wall.
How many times do you interrupt me?
Yeah.
How many times do you interrupt me? How many times
you want to break the fourth wall?
How many times do you needlessly?
Do you want to do it? You want to do it? Okay. So we're breaking the fourth wall now. We're breaking it, okay?
So what you're saying is we're breaking the fourth wall?
We're breaking the fourth wall because we're breaking the fourth wall right now. Okay. That's getting weird. Okay.
Because now we're breaking the fourth wall.
So, a thing like this is all about timing, right? And my performance was fantastic. It was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, because it was on the internet, but if it was real life on the other hand.
It was great.
You would have performed from it.
Anyways.
Performance anxiety.
So, say if you're on the stage, right? You're doing an off-Broadway show.
Off-Broadway. Okay, off-Broadway.
Right? And then you're like trying to time the line, and Carp's there sitting, hey, what the fuck is this? I'm on the phone.
So
that's
now,
fucking stupid.
Now, there's a big difference between you naturally being an asshole to me. And then me actually going to watch a play and not interrupting the actors. Now, if you were on the off-Broadway, yeah, I would fucking rip into you because you're a douchebag.
You would.
But anybody else, I have no problem with what they do. You're a douchebag.
I
call you out on your shit and
you
can't fucking take it.
I'm trying to make this work. I'm trying to make this relationship work. It's not working.
Yeah.
You want to move on?
All right. Let's make a choice here. So,
please, sir.
Brew over bacon, a 10-day test of the beer for breakfast diet.
Did it say beer over bacon?
Beer over bacon.
No. This is bullshit. I'm not speaking to this.
College in the U.S. are now offering counseling for students offended by Halloween costumes because everybody's become a pussy.
You should play Would You Rather. Have a conversation.
Do it.
Right now.
Let's do it.
Popular mechanics. This beer is basically an entire brunch in a bottle.
Carp.
I believe Phil cemented that.
Carp. Hey, would you rather?
Hold on. And then Anthony Bourdain's article, which I would actually like to talk about right now.
Go for it.
Go for it, Carp.
Well, this is Phil's article.
So. Okay.
Go ahead, read the article, Carp.
That's why I gotta wait for it to load.
Sure, it's gonna be great.
Words, because Old School's gonna interrupt me no matter what, because now he's upset.
Bitter. You ruined my play.
Anthony Bourdain.
Worst play ever!
You ruined my screenplay, man.
You fucking,
you fucking ruined it, man.
You're so sad. You're so sad.
You ruined my screenplay.
You're so sad. Remember Chewbacca? Remember
IG? It wasn't unfair on me, because I had like 5 million lines.
You had a
lot
of
lines. Fucking
yeah.
Answers.
You should have read Ceramic. She should have read you.
I would have told, well, gender-based.
No, because now you're being a sexist asshole.
What an ass sexist.
You know what? I think it's better if we reread it. I'll read it.
I'll just completely cut out the first one.
I'm gonna re-add
just,
it.
Right, I'll add it to the end.
Just do it on your own and then send multiple takes. I'll pick the best one.
I'll be inside episode 10. 10.1, 10.2, 10.3.
Just have it as a download to the friggin' episode.
Yeah. No, I'll keep it. I'll keep him happy so he's not sad.
Could have been a lot better if you didn't interrupt. I thought it was well done.
Wouldn't be this show if it wasn't fucked up.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let's get to Twitter.
Oh.
I can do the articles.
Would you rather?
Well, do you guys want to talk about an article? Or are you going to fucking interrupt me constantly because you're pissed off about me?
Listen. I'm going to be the better person
here.
Yeah. We have a potato tournament to do. We legit have a potato tournament.
Hey, we're bringing it back to real deal.
So, Anthony Bourdain, TV chef, says craft beer fans have gone too far. A top TV chef has compared craft beer obsessives to the emotionless humans in classic sci-fi movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Outspoken celebrity cook Anthony Bourdain said the biggest criticism he gets from viewers of his various TV shows is... Okay, I don't know what the fuck I'm still reading tonight.
Tonight?
Shut the fuck up.
Every episode, I don't know, I have trouble reading.
I'm breathing a lot heavier than I normally do. Of his various TV shows over his low quality
sniffles.
So apparently people give him shit about using low quality beer on his shows. You know, his response, you know, I haven't made the effort to walk down the streets 10 blocks to the microbrewery where they're making some fucking Mumford & Sons IPA. People get all bent about it, he tells Thrill List. So he basically shits all over craft beer. But look, I like cold beer, and I like to have a good time. I don't like to talk about beer, honestly. Craft beer made in a traditional way by a small brewery is booming in countries around the world, including Britain and America. But some of the more pretentious craft brew pubs have angered Bourdain. He said that craft brew pubs, where people are encouraged to sample small glasses of lots of different beers while making notes and savoring it, is what annoys him the most. Bourdain says, I was in San Francisco, and I was desperate for beer, and I walked into this place. I looked around, the entire place was filled with people sitting there with 5 small glasses in front of them, filled with different beers, taking notes. This is not a bar, this is a fucking Invasion of the Body Snatchers, this is wrong, this is not what a bar is about. His anger is not only reserved for beer snobs, but for wine aficionados too.
She just drinks wine.
I still don't care.
I sat at tables where somebody's bringing out one fantastic, life-changing wine after another. But you know, just give me the name and tell me where it's from, and that's okay. I don't need to know what's out of the fucking hill, or who put the grapevines in, or that they were transplanted. I don't need this. I drank it already, dude. I just don't care.
Have you ever, went to an English class and learned about commas and inflections and deflections and
it just
periods,
top to bottom.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with the article though.
I agree with the article once I understand
what's being read. What the subject is.
But it's the same thing with food though. He's a chef.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
Exact same thing with food.
Because
he's a food snob.
Yeah,
and he's bitching about people who are beer snobs.
No, he's bitching about No, consumption snobs.
Yeah, in his defense, he's not a food snob. He will taste good food, but he still prefers like the really crappy.
Yeah, he's saying he likes fucking Budweiser and Heineken, and they're some of the worst fucking beers out there.
Yeah,
I get what he's saying. Don't go too fucking in depth. Just have a good time and drink, but that's how he enjoys it.
Yeah.
Some people like to go in depth. Like you're a fucking hardcore.
Yeah, you're on Untappd.
You have 8,000 fucking beers on Untappd.
I'm on 1,100 different beers, and I'll be going on that beer tasting that you guys gave me for my birthday in a couple of weeks.
You're fucking,
yeah, but that's all he does. He does it only for the numbers. He doesn't actually.
No. There's a lot of beers I actually.
This guy knows fucking beer. He goes in depth. So what does Bourdain care if that's what you like to do?
He's just, you know what, he's being a douchebag for no reason.
I think he's been a dick.
He's just annoyed because...
You know what, he's...
I agree.
He's famous, and I guarantee you he walks into one place, and you're like, oh, you're Anthony Bourdain, do you like beer? And he's like, no, and they're like, what's wrong with you?
I don't think that was the point of the article at all. His problem is because he's known, and he goes on a show, and he doesn't use the next greatest beer, that he's being shafted for it. Because he doesn't walk down the block and go see the newest friggin' IPA created out of somebody's boot and fucking a homeopathic flower, you know? Like,
I would try
the
that.
The reality is he's pissed off because people are giving him shit for not knowing about everything that's out there. And when you think about craft beer, look at us. In the show, we see new craft beer every time.
It all tastes like shit.
Half of it is right. Yeah. Half of it is shit beer. Like, let's be honest. Out of this 10 episodes of our show...
2 episodes have been non-shit.
Two and a half episodes.
Like, let's put the 3 rest. Shows all together.
Yeah, let's tell 3 shows decent.
And the rest of the craft... And that's not even touching the scale on the wall for how much shit is on that wall that you don't even know about. Half the people shop based on the friggin' emblem on the front or the name of the
beer. I mean, look at one of the early articles. 4,800 breweries in the U.S. right now. I know Ontario alone has 186 independent breweries. 186.
If you're going with our statistics, 3,980 of the 4,000
are shit, fucking
garbage.
That's pretty much it.
Shit, water,
but you
garbage.
Know what? It's giving an effort in trying new things, and to me, he's like, no, I'm going to stick to what I know at this place because I don't want to try anything new. And that's to me what it sounds like.
And
for a guy who's a TV chef, he should be trying new things.
No.
That's his thing.
Yeah, but
his food is passion.
But his
food is passion. His food is passion.
His food is passion.
No, but because he's a chef, I feel like he shouldn't say something.
His palate
like
alone.
Food is the same thing. Why a piece of meat is a piece of meat. Sorry. Like, why do you have to fucking fancy it up and charge me $300 for it?
Because it's farm to table. Or the guy slaughtered the cow in the back.
Yeah, like, it's so stupid. It's the same thing. As a chef, you shouldn't talk like that. Sorry. Same thing.
Disagree.
He's a loser.
To me, it's, you know...
China.
If he's the chef he is, he's supposed to have a refined palate. You know what? You're supposed to experience new tastes all the time. And now he's saying, oh, well, no, they're all the fucking... They're all the same, and they're walking like zombies down the street together.
But what makes you think he doesn't do that to a certain extent with food?
I'm sure he does.
You think he goes to every last little place that says they've got the best gyro?
Euro.
I'm talking to Americans here on the other end, so...
They don't know what Euro
means. And
it's
not Euro, it's Euro.
Trying the best Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. But he probably claims that he has the best all the time.
Sure, but that's his point. That's his job.
Yeah, but every fucking chef.
And if he's just
not real.
And Simon Cowell is the same type of person,
yeah, but see,
right? Bourdain judges people on music, but then... If he does the same thing about dance, for example, and he says, oh, I don't give a shit about dance, everyone does the same dance, whatever, who cares? That's his thing. Is he knows music. He knows singing.
He's a vocal music producer.
Exactly.
Right, but just don't shit about dance if that's not your thing.
Who's sharing? It's his own opinion.
Shitting.
See, and here's my other issue. That Bourdain saying
shitting.
Shitting.
Shitting. That's her renaissance.
By the way, that's two words, not one. It's shitting.
Shitting. Tone 2.0. But, yeah, if it's not your thing, just don't comment on it. It's not your right to comment on it.
You're not allowed to have an opinion?
No, well,
this
I mean,
America.
Not if you're going to shit about it.
This is America.
Because I can go and shit about his food, and then he'll be like, well, no, that's not how it works, because food is my thing. I'll be like, okay,
no,
that's true. I don't know enough of it, so shut the fuck
up. It's true, he can say, yeah, I prefer it, but it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, anybody's a crap's a fucking zombie piece of fucking shit.
You know what you guys are? Fuck you're a bunch of fucking millennials and crying about I have to be the oldest politically correct.
Just the fuck up.
You know, like something, tell someone fuck off. I don't
this
like
this bar should
shit.
Be a safe space.
When I come here, I need to...
Collect.
I'm gonna collect from Brigade.
Fuck himself. Nobody's being nice.
He's the type. He should. She's right.
There
he
you go.
Shouldn't say that. If Karp says it,
him saying you is right is doesn't make anything.
But that's his persona.
If Karp says it, he's a douche. Anyways, nobody cares. But if Bourdain says it, it means something because he's an aficionado guy.
Yeah, but fuck Bourdain because. I've watched Hell's Kitchen and Ramsay's had craft brewery people.
No, we're saying fuck Bourdain. We're agreeing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're agreeing with me?
Yes.
Are you sick?
I think we're right. See, that's how my thing should end it. On a laugh. You don't understand. I had a week planned into this. I thought it was going to go so well.
You presented him. Oh my god.
English heart. English.
You presented it to me yesterday.
So I'm planning this.
Yeah, but he's been talking with Ceramic for at least a week or two about this for sure.
This was totally an off the cuff conversation that I converted to a screenplay.
But does she know that's going to be on the show?
No, she has no idea. Okay. But
it's also not her name, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm not going to beep out.
Her real last name is not Samurai. You're good.
Her real name is Ceramic Samurai.
All of a sudden, you get a knock at the door for a subpoena. Mrs. Samurai would have been to bed.
One of her parents were Asian, and the other one worked in textiles. So Ceramic Samurai.
Okay, they're both Asian. You're Asian, right?
Yes.
First of all, nobody who knows who's Asian here, so you should say, hey, Mixmaster Phil. You're Asian, correct?
Whatever.
They might think C-Money is Asian.
Clearly my accent goes through.
I hear no accent whatsoever.
His voice doesn't make him Asian.
Yeah,
that's racist.
I write this here.
This is not a C-Space.
Yeah.
Millennials.
Meaning that people recognize that I'm Charlie and you're C-Money and he's Clark.
No, you're Cone.
You're Cone.
You're Cone.
I'm Cone. 2.0.
Fucked up.
2.0.
Podcaster Cone.
Podcaster.
I like podcaster.
I'm the podcaster.
Okay, keep talking to the Asian
guy. We're talking to the Asian guy, right?
Yeah.
So have you ever met an Axe Asian
away.
Guy
okay.
with the last name Samurai?
No.
Or Sushi.
Sushi. Hey, what's up, Sushi?
Sushi Sam. Sushi Samurai.
That has never happened.
There you go.
What if her first name was Sue?
She.
Her
last
that
name
would
is She.
Yeah, that could be a Chinese
Su
name.
Sushi.
Yeah.
C-H-I. Sushi.
Yeah.
What? Where did the Chinese...
Or,
what?
Wait, you said Samu in it?
Instead of She.
Samu, right?
Samu?
Samu.
Because maybe it's, you know, ceramic samurai.
Her last name's a whisk. It's like
or
a
whisk. Samu.
So maybe her first name is Samu.
Samurai.
Her last
name's Rai. Yeah, Murai. Yeah, that would work.
See?
Yeah, that would work. Yeah.
So ceramic is your real name...
Samurai.
Samurai.
And maybe her middle initial is C, so she changed things
C
around.
Samurai.
And...
Samu Sirai.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that the middle initial? C Samurai.
I don't know. It made sense when I said it. All right. Anyway, so I'm going to work on my screenplay. And we're going to
adapt this into a movie.
Adaptation next week. Next month. Next time we record.
And scene.
All right.
What's next?
There was a funny crying face. There was a funny crying face indicating that this was funny at the time. So I assume.
But did you write that? Did you actually press enter on that smiley face?
No, she did.
She did.
Okay.
She's most of the dialogue.
Yeah, but her humor is completely different than ours.
I think it's good humor.
Was there humor in there?
I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it.
I thought it was quite humorous.
I saw humor on your side. I don't think there was humor on her side.
No, but like the dick exploding and that, I thought that would have gotten a laugh.
It's because you didn't
intellectual
read.
Humor.
Yeah.
You didn't read till the end.
Yes,
actually,
we did.
You didn't read till the end, but we did read till the end.
Okay, well, let's talk about that because I don't know. What are bad dragons? Did you Google it?
No, I didn't. She told me not to.
So then you should have Googled it.
She only gave you the caveat.
Grab the mini lash off.
No,
time for bad dragons.
First of all, we're going to divert here. Because if somebody says don't Google something, you
then automatically you fucking Google it.
No,
you do it.
Why do you not adhere to the warning?
Okay, Google.
Wait, just a second.
No.
Wait.
No. Mixmaster.
No, not at all.
Mixmaster Phil has never. Mic.
If somebody says don't, that's fucked up. Don't look at it. I don't look at it. Why the fuck would you look at something that would be fucked up?
Because it's intriguing.
Not at all.
No, that
like
yeah,
the two
that.
Girls, one cup. I never saw. I never want to see.
I never saw it either.
Exactly.
Oh, it's not that
because
bad.
Some guy.
Come like on, it's not that bad. It's just dildos.
Because somebody's.
It's
no,
like
never.
Multicolored dildos.
Why the fuck would you?
Because
there's
you
no
want
much.
That person to understand what you went.
Oh,
no.
Wait, there's vaginas too.
They're multicolored.
So then old school's in.
Multicolored vaginas.
Well, if old school could get into any type of vagina.
They look rough.
Whether it be colored or whatever.
I'm not looking.
They're just
dildos and fucking fleshlights.
And they look like dragons. Okay. Look, they look like dragon dildos. So you're like fucking.
Now you really want to fuck with them.
Yes,
show them blue waffles.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. Don't look at this.
It's just a dildo.
Yeah, I know.
But in my life, I've always adhered to warnings.
Like
don't
they're like
do this.
Dragon dicks.
Okay, good idea. Thanks for the warning.
Safe space.
It's
no judgment. No judgment.
It's totally.
I'm a unique person.
I don't. How am I the minority here? I don't
I would like
it.
To use the pronoun my majesty.
For those who are listening, Z-Money is curled into a little fetal position.
It's Z, Zim, and Zer. That's the new pronouns. It's a neutral pronoun. Zim, Zer.
Oh,
Z.
Fuck off.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Let's do the potato tournament.
Well, my.
I'd like to present to you Andy Anderson's potato tournament.
I'm out.
Where it's vegetarian friendly. Well, not the chili one, but because it's meat.
Yeah,
it's okay. Here we
but
go.
I won't be able to last anyways. You guys play without me. I'm gonna have to leave anyway.
All right. So round one of the potato tournament.
Do it.
Waffle fries versus smiley potatoes. Oh, it's just
smiley
like
potatoes.
McCain,
on
that.
It's literally a smiley face in the potato.
Yeah.
Waffle.
Yeah.
Waffle.
Yeah. Waffle.
Waffle.
Near the screen. Near the screen.
That's a phone.
No, near the computer screen. Yep. See the two screens near the window? To the wall. To the window.
To the wall.
Why don't you just scream a bit louder so they call the cops?
It's not even like fucking. It's just after 9.
It doesn't matter. You're being too loud, Will.
It's just.
So you guys want to talk the...
No, we're doing a potato tournament.
Potato right. tournament.
Okay.
Okay, well, so that's on Twitter. So no, we're going to go to Twitter from here.
All right,
so we're skipping it. Twitter. As we said. Old school, go fuck yourself. Stop your wanting... You know what? Here's something we should talk about. Why has society become so fucking namby-pamby all of a sudden?
Concerning?
Well, safe spaces and fucking... This person said this about me and now I'm sad.
Because they're pussies.
Yeah. Why has society itself generally become a pussy?
Okay, next subject. We just cleared
that up.
I thought
pussies.
We resolved it.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, so we missed this tweet.
Bunch of pussies, that's all.
That's all.
We missed this tweet in the last episode from AA Stalker Anderson. At all of your inside, what are your go-to after drinking / drunk munchies?
McDonald's. Because, fun fact, we worked there.
Well, you and C-Money worked there. Because
okay.
You spoke, then Phil spoke.
It's so rude when he interrupts me.
It's so rude.
Pinky in the air.
Stop it. Stop talking while I'm talking.
Go ahead. You had something important to say.
Oh, I'm just correcting you. And I know you can't stand when people correct you.
This was a vengeance episode. Vengeance episode.
It's like 9 episodes.
Can you guys hear the tension right now? Can you hear the tension? It's there.
You can cut it with a knife.
I mean, okay. That's great. All right, so...
You didn't finish the story.
Old school and C-Money worked at McDonald's. Continue.
And scene. They have anti-vomit in the food. So if you notice, question, has anybody ever eaten McDonald's after drinking and puked? No, because...
Yes.
Well, you are an auditor, sir. We do not want to talk about what goes on in that house. With stuff
in my stomach.
There you go.
Yeah.
So most normal people will not throw up because, fun fact, they have anti-vomit chemicals in the food. So it's if you ever drink, eat McDonald's, you'll feel better. It's like the Pepto-Bismol of fast food.
But that's not true.
You just keep it inside.
where it has to come out.
Well, there McDonald's claims there's no anti vomit in there.
Scruff puked after eating McDonald's.
Have you ever puked?
Yeah. No, Scruff. Scruff puked after
hold
McDonald's.
On, there's a little
yeah,
sidebar.
Yeah, there is a sidebar to it.
So Scruff has puked after eating McDonald's, but that's because I knocked a cheeseburger out of Carp's hand when he was hungry.
Because
let me talk. The only person who had food, and you were all happy, you're like, this is all good. Slapped it out of your hand, Scruff stepped on it, and then 20 guys basically said, we'll give you $5 if
we'll give you a dollar each.
So St. Catherine Street stepped on by his own shoe.
By his own.
Hamburger.
Yes.
Within an hour, he puked.
Yeah.
He would have puked either way.
No, I've been so beyond drunk where I vomited, and I'm like, oh, I'll eat McDonald's because it'll help me. And I vomited the McDonald's up.
You worked at McDonald's.
No, but have you ever puked eating McDonald's? I've never puked eating McDonald's.
But you worked at McDonald's. You know that's not true.
I totally not. But it sounds... You broke the fourth wall again.
No, she's not breaking the fourth wall. She's speaking the truth.
I'm speaking the truth.
No,
not true.
It's a safe space. It's a safe space.
No judgment.
I guess
everything is true.
It's a safe space.
Name of the episode. Name of the episode. Vengeance / safe space.
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
But have you ever thrown up eating McDonald's?
I don't remember.
Thank you.
Probably.
No.
I was too drunk.
No, you have not. Thank you.
So, podcaster, Cone, you're out of here?
I'm out of here.
Anything to promote? Your dead podcast?
Oh,
that don't exist anymore?
No, wait.
I have something to promote.
Oh, I know. Oh, can you grab a. Oh, no, wait. That's not a.
This show sucks.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Love you guys, and old school Scott.
Old school Scott.
This show has been brought to you by Old School Scott.
Scott.
But he's gay. No, I mean he's blind.
What?
You know, what?
Yes, I get it. I get it.
Thank you.
Right. No, I was gonna say, but thanks for the pizza.
You're welcome. But
you
scuck.
I mean, he's blind.
All right.
Okay. Have fun, guys. Love you.
So you
scuck.
So Drinking Drunk Munchies, Montreal Classic puts in.
Did this show just get a lot more intelligent all of a sudden?
I'm still a little out.
What? I didn't hear anything.
She turned totally Italian.
I just heard I still
Che cosa?
Let's go drink some grappa.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Can I host the next episode?
It'll
be so much better.
No. Hey.
You can't even read.
Hey, shut up.
So that
you shut up.
Yes, actually.
Hey, shut up.
No, it's a
hey, you a shut up.
Not read.
You shut up with a shut up.
Love you too.
I poke my head.
It's exhausting.
Shut up with a shut up. Hey, pepperoni. I poke my head.
Spaghetti
and pasta fazzoli. No, I won't clean.
Pasta fazzoli sucks, man.
I need a cannoli.
So, side story. I work for a sister. Whenever they start going boppity boopity, I'm just like, que cosa?
Well, this is not the cabin trip. She's on the phone
yeah,
with
my
mom.
My mom thinks
get off the phone. My mom thinks you're all fucking sick.
That was so great.
That was great.
She rolls her eyes every time I mention you guys.
It's awesome.
It's because she loves us.
Oh, jerk.
So you want to talk potatoes, Carp?
Well, I might as well finish. So Drinking Drunk Munchies puts in. I'm sure you guys all agree with that. McDonald's, obviously. I don't know. Have you guys had the $2 peanut butter chow mein on Saint Laurent?
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
This is turning into an episode of Heavy.
Yeah,
I'm going to say garlic pizza from...
It's closed, though. Oh. But yeah, the place that used to be next to
Matt Hatter's. $2 Szechuan peanut butter?
What?
Yeah.
Peanut butter Szechuan.
No, not Szechuan peanut butter.
Peanut butter Szechuan.
Here's the question. What the fuck is Szechuan peanut butter?
So it's spicy.
That's soy sauce.
Spicy peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Nutty.
Yeah.
But they don't trust anyone. So you have to pay first.
Yeah.
And then you get your stuff.
Exactly.
Then you get the Szechuan
peanut
butter.
No, she's not wrong. It's true. It's like, okay, $2.45
like,
or whatever because of taxes.
Because you're usually like, I'll take a chum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, $3. You pay now.
Yeah.
I just want you to fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. That's awesome. Okay, where is this peanut butter Szechuan?
It's on Saint Laurent.
We gotta go.
It's right below Pine.
Let's go right now.
Pins.
All right. So, living legend at All Beer Inside. There is no way that the Great Outdoors is better than Trading Places. Well, we all agreed. Great Outdoors is better than Trading Places, so fuck you, Living Legend.
No, but like, I get that you're going to make a comment, but at least validate why.
Yeah, no.
Say well, why. Don't just say
because... I mean,
because
it's Twitter, so it's only 140 characters.
Yeah, well, write an essay, do a compare and contrast.
You can do 15 different tweets. It is possible.
Yeah.
See, I wrote a screenplay.
So all right.
You also have a bunch of people getting drunk here making these decisions. Yeah. So the fact that it came down to Ghostbusters and Goonies was pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll skip to Moff's tweet. At All Beer Inside, Marry, Fuck, Kill, Marvel's TV's leading ladies. Jessica Jones, Peggy Carter, or Daisy / Sky from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Old school.
Okay, let me see.
It's in the order. Jessica Jones, Haley Atwell.
Kill Jessica Jones right away.
Wow.
Yeah, instantly. Compared to these three?
It's almost as if she's black.
Oh. And I guarantee you she's fucking a black guy. She does fuck the black guy on this.
Kill right away. No reason.
Just based on
looks. And he doesn't even like do the marry or fuck first. He's like, okay, kill the fucking chick who slept the black guy.
Get out of her now.
No. Not a fan of Jessica Jones. I liked the show for the first 5 episodes. It just got dragged on way too much. Agreed. I love the villain, the Doctor Who villain.
Yeah.
He was awesome, but yeah.
Talking about Purple Man?
No, Killjoy.
Killjoy. No, that's an entirely different TV show.
Okay, so who's the one that looks like Ariana Grande?
That's Daisy. She's half Asian. So fucking for sure, you're marrying
her. That's a 3-second love fest with fucking her. And I'll marry you.
Okay, well, first of all, you're overestimating your 3-second love fest.
A second and a half.
Mixmaster Phil, marry, fuck, kill. Hey, that rhymed.
I was so hoping you didn't say that.
Mixmaster
Phil, yeah, you're gonna kill.
Listen to me.
Weather and sports on the 10.
I know.
Being a sensation, but I can't know why I'm Nick just Master a Phil. Asian.
Weenie in the butt.
What?
Okay.
What is it?
You're talking about
Bill from Family Guy. But we're in the butt. Oh, KQBBL. Boo, you're rubbing.
Weenie on the butt. So we're basing this on the actress?
Yeah, yes. He wanted us to base on the actress.
It's killed Jessica Jones.
So...
Oh, so not the character.
Well, he wrote the actress, and I'm like, well, or the character, and he's like, whatever. I'm like,
don't care, same thing, still killer.
However, so I gave him all the kind of red dress look the same, so they kind of look somewhat similar. Although they don't look similar whatsoever.
But I mean, come
whatsoever.
On. Like, Jessica Jones is clearly inferior in this trio.
Yeah, because I definitely fuck Daisy.
Yeah, done.
For sure.
Done.
She's super. She's super hot. She's a pop star in China or something.
She was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
China.
China.
Huge. It's gonna build a wall. It's huge.
He invented global warming.
I gotta get the editing done before the election's finished.
You got till Tuesday, man.
I'm busy for the weekend.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Definitely fuck Daisy.
Jessica Jones.
Kill Jessica Jones.
Thank you.
Not because of race.
And, no, not at all. And, that, me neither.
Yeah.
And
me neither.
And,
we're just,
and marry...
marry Peggy Carter.
Asian Carter.
Peggy Carter, I agree.
So you guys are the same right now.
Yeah, we are the same. I'm an egg.
Is that Daisy?
We're the same
that's
person.
Daisy.
Yeah,
that's
I am an egg.
That's Peggy and Jessica Jones.
It's like the worst picture of Jessica Jones.
No,
well, no,
that's the best picture. Because
the thing is, I typed in Jessica Jones sexy, and that's what it gave me. So
that's what you get. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She ain't attractive.
Ain't.
Yeah. She was a model, though.
Yeah, a model of fucking shit.
Models are usually typically fucking massive.
Yeah, broomstick fucking garbage.
Yeah, well, she's super thin.
Garbage
but
model.
If you ever saw, it's Jessica Ritter. If you saw her on The Bitch, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, she looked fucking phenomenal.
I think it's like consensus all around.
My only difference is I would fuck Carter and marry Daisy and kill Jessica Jones.
Reason?
Tits?
Tits.
Yeah, you're a tits guy.
Right? I love tits.
That's the show title. I love tits.
And then I'm gonna get an email.
Here's the email from who? Is it a piss?
The only reason you're gonna get an email is because you ruined my screenplay, and she was the main part of the screenplay.
Who's the emailers that are
ceramic sandwich?
Yeah, she. Long story. She's standards and practices. You know,
but she listens to the show.
She does.
She doesn't listen to our show.
She listens to the show. She listens when she's drunk, she says, and she enjoys it. There you go. We have one female listener. Because even fucking Cone won't listen. She quit.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck you, Cone.
But I am super glad we got rid of Will and Kev because they were just fucking useless. Like,
so we were talking about, let's break the fourth wall again.
Yeah,
we were talking about bringing Kev back, but only in the peanut gallery. So he would be in the on the like the.
Well, I mean, next episode we should do the Christmas Eve.
Right. So, but like after that, like let's bring him in, but just like he'll sit on the couch 40 feet away.
Well, that's stupid.
Outside.
No. But he sits right there. He just sits like behind the.
He could sit like right there for all.
No, we'd hear him. Like if he was right like in the living room area, that'd be good.
I wouldn't come if that was the case.
Yeah, you would not come specifically because
guaranteed.
Thing is, he doesn't drink. He's got a fucking kid now.
And if you tell me,
yeah, he has a kid. He's cool.
Yeah, he's got two kids, but at least he drinks.
He drinks vodka. He drank White Russians.
Yeah, because he loves fucking White Russian down his throat, but that's him.
hold on. I'm a White Russian drinker. I enjoy that drink.
Yeah, and you love blowing dudes who are Russian.
No. It is a sipping drink. It has two shots of alcohol.
You sip a White Russian?
It's a sipping drink. Look it up. Look it up on the Google.
Google-wise.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess...
I take offense to that White Russian.
Our last Twitter of the evening was AA. I guess out of spite of Old School, gave us a potato tournament.
A potato.
Because
potato.
Mr. Old School, even though the guy's from Iowa, and I believe it's not a potato-based place, it's
no, something else. No, there's potatoes. There's all kinds of
anyways,
potatoes.
Anyways.
It's a hellhole.
And it's Andy.
Potato hole.
And by the way, Andy... Old School's actual address is...
Fuck that. The fucker knows where I work. That fucker. He, like, private on. Long story, he knows where I work.
Yeah. So he gave us a potato tournament, and it's multiple types of potatoes.
Potato.
Shown.
Potato.
So, round one.
Round one.
What do you prefer? Waffle fries or smiley potatoes?
No, we'll go waffle.
Waffle.
Waffle. Okay, waffle wins. Round two.
They don't have poutine here, though. What the fuck?
Well, the closest to poutine is... Well, this is, this is American, fries. So we're going to have all to right. do...
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. So, round two. Crinkle cut versus cheese fries.
What?
Cheese fries.
Cheese done.
We got two cheese. What are cheese here?
Oh, but we have no vote.
We got no tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. You have to flip a coin. Yeah.
Why?
Well, you have to Google coin flip. You can say flip a coin. It'll
Google coin flip.
Okay.
No, you say, okay, Google flip a coin.
So, okay, cheese fries. Any style of fries with cheese melted on top.
Yeah, cheese fries.
Did you have to get a fucking, like,
encyclopedia?
Cheese fries. For Christ's sake.
Yeah, I do not know what a cheese fry is. It's poutine minus the gravy.
Oh, and Andy, we're changing up chili cheese fries to poutine.
Well, it's over. Poutine's going to win the whole thing.
Well, better.
No, but you have to do chili.
All right, so we'll do chili cheese.
We're still going to win in 2 seconds.
All right, I'll respect Andy's tournament. So we decided cheese fries or crinkle cut
cheese?
Cheese?
Yeah, 3-1.
The Chez.
Done.
Chez in your mouth.
Round three, standard cut versus potato wedges.
Potato.
Wedges.
Potato.
Wedges.
Potato wedges. Fuck you.
Standard
cut. Now, I know he meant...
I like standard cut.
I know he meant garlic, but he wrote Gaelic fries.
I like
Gaelic fries. No, it has to stay as Gaelic.
I want Gaelic fries.
Wait.
Gaelic fries.
You know what's fun? So,
Gaelic fries.
Gaelic...
Gaelic flies.
The worst part is the Asian guy
who said that. The Asian guy who said fly lice.
Chicken fly lice.
Gaelic fries versus
Gaelic flies.
Versus sweet potato fries.
Yeah, sweet potato flies.
Sweet potato flies?
Flies. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I don't like old
Gaelic.
School.
I don't like Gaelic.
Sweet potato?
Sweet potato.
Next, Master Phil?
Gaelic.
Gaelic.
Wow. Paulie, you can bring it to tiebreaker.
Sweet potato!
Yes! Flip a coin. No, just say flip a coin. Okay, Google, flip a coin.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so what's heads, what's tails?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to ask.
Yes, it's heads. What all right.
Okay,
mean?
Gaelic
so, you know
tails.
What? We'll do,
Gaelic
we'll
tails. Gaelic tails. Go. It's... Yes!
So, sweet potatoes.
I won nothing, but I'm happy.
He's so excited about sweet potatoes. Yes.
All right.
Sweet potato.
Next, Belgian fries versus cottage fries. What?
What's cottage fries?
Cottage fries. Yeah, potatoes just... thick cut on a corrugated slicer and fried.
So it's fries.
Belgian fries are... Belgian fries, irregularly sliced, double fried potatoes, served in a cone with mayonnaise and... So it's fucking frittata.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Belgian fries for me.
Belgian.
Yeah.
Your vote doesn't matter.
Next one, shoestring matchstick fries, so like your super thinly sliced shit, versus steak fries. Oh, steak fries are good sometimes. I'm taking steak fries. See money.
Yeah, shoestring is just annoying.
It's just, it. You know what? Sometimes though, shoestring, depending on what like the meal is,
dude, no
it's
joke. Perfect.
All right, so let's start again. So shoestring slash matched.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so shoestring fries versus steak fries. I'm selecting steak fries because they're that nice thick cut and they go perfect with the steak. See money?
It's got nothing to do with steak, but anyways, it's steak fries.
They actually do go perfect with the steak. Phil?
Steak.
All right, 3-1.
I vote shoestring mellow.
Well, it doesn't matter. next one, tater tots versus chili cheese fries.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Not really.
Old school.
Chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries. Phil.
Tater.
Chili. Especially from Taco Bell. They're so good. Final of the first round, curly fries versus chips or British fries.
Curly.
Chips. Shorter potatoes, cut chunkier than standard fries. Again. Traditionally served with malt vinegar.
Again, fries.
So, who took curly? Curly.
Well, fuck, it's gonna lose anyways, so just say curly.
Curly. Alright, second round. Waffle fries versus cheese fries. Phil.
Cheese.
See money.
Chez.
Yeah, I'm cheese.
You don't matter.
Good.
Continuing round two, or the
second round.
Quarterfinals. Wedged potatoes versus sweet potato fries. Let's start with old school, so as both.
We're continuing with the sweet run of sweet potato flies.
See money.
It's a tough one, but I'm going to go sweet.
Phil?
Sweet.
Yeah, I was going to take sweet anyways, so. Alright.
It's harder than I thought.
Yeah. Belgian fries versus steak fries. Ooh, Phil?
Belgian.
See money.
Belgian.
Old school.
Steak.
I'm taking steak.
Ooh, flip a coin.
Coin flip! We'll do heads for Belgian, tails for steak. All
right.
Why did Charlie have to leave? Or cone, or cunt, whatever.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to cut that one out.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen past this point.
Heads.
Heads, Belgian. Aw. Now I'm sad. Wah. Chili cheese fries versus curly fries. Phil.
Chili.
Old school.
Versus what?
Chili cheese fries versus curly fries.
Chili.
See money, chili, I'm assuming. Yeah, all right. But the true winners puts in.
Yeah.
So. Semifinals. Cheese fries versus sweet potato fries. I'm going to start. I'm taking cheese fries. See money.
Chez.
Old school.
Chez.
It's already decided.
Doesn't
matter. Chez.
Chez.
And finally, in the other semifinal, Belgian versus chili. I'm going to start with chili.
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 Oh, boy.
My vote is
okay.
Not counting the last 8
All right,
votes.
Here we go. So we're going to start.
It also doesn't make sense. Like, it's just going to be cheese fries or you add meat and chili
and
cheese
combine
fries.
It together.
So all
why would you not have, like, the other one?
Yeah, it's chili cheese fries for
yeah.
The win.
Why
the
winner
have
less? No, it doesn't matter. The winner is puts in.
Yeah, the winner is truly puts in. But if we have to Americanize it, it's chili cheese fries. And,
hold on. Here's the thing. Chili cheese fries versus
cheese
fans.
Oh, puts in. All right, so we'll go ultimate Canadian cheese meal
ultimate
versus ultimate American cheese meal. All right, see money. Chili cheese fries puts in.
Diabetes.
I think that's more a heart attack.
But what if they put bacon on top of the chili?
What if they put bacon on top of both?
Yeah,
it's in.
But you can put.
You have to level them out.
Yeah. You gotta give the Americans a little bit of an advantage because
it's the exact same fucking thing. It's just
no, you gotta sweeten up the deal with the Americans a little bit.
But how?
Give them a hot dog or something.
You can put hot dogs in.
So sliced hot dog on top. Yeah. The thing is, whatever chili cheese fries can do, we can do better because Quebec.
I'm just you gotta give
it's
them
the only
chance.
Thing
give
Quebec is better at.
Yeah, don't take that away.
Just play with me, Carton.
Oh,
just play me a little bit.
Safe space. Not judging.
Just play with me, Carps. Show
look, simple fact is,
I guarantee you any American comes down here and has it puts in, they'll be like, well, they're right.
The chili cheese fries were
it's
better.
Just, it's the curd, with the proper
all I'm
going to
say is the chili cheese fry is like my screenplay. It has a lot of potential.
But it's absolutely
but carb just interrupts the entire fucking show.
I mean,
I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter.
Not at all. Not at all. Never.
Not bitter.
Especially when I cut it all out.
Wow. Imagine.
If you cut out this screenplay, I'm cutting you off the network. What am I will kick you off the fucking network.
I was
this screenplay is the best thing I've ever written.
Wow, that's pretty fucking pathetic then.
You wrote like 5 lines.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm totally taking all the credit.
So, so Ceramic has like a nice structured argument and you're like, no, poopy.
Hole, fucking.
Hole, it's a hole.
But you should fuck
it's a hole. Should I fuck the
8
hole?
8 minutes of dialogue? You should fuck it.
All right, no, seriously.
Why don't you fuck it?
Ceramic, if you're listening to this, we want a question from you that makes us think, which is going to get inevitably retarded.
Yeah, because she'll ask a question, he'll just interrupt it. He'll ruin it. He'll ruin my screenplay.
Like you just interrupted
like you just
me.
Ruined it. Exactly. Exactly.
But your screenplay and Ceramic asking us an actual question are two completely fucking different things.
Why is your name Ceramic?
Because
her
she
name
likes
is Samurai. That's the name.
Samu C. Rai.
Nothing now.
Nothing.
It just keeps getting worse if it stays on. The second you turn off that TV, it's going to go 9-9.
All right. So I got a list of outros. We got to pick one for this week.
Why are you yelling?
Because I feel like it. So the outro choices are the Rum Jacks, an Irish pub
song.
No. Real Big Fish.
No.
Beer.
No.
Flogging Molly, Drunken Lullabies.
No.
Buck Cherry, Too Drunk. The Alcoholics, Only When I'm Drunk.
Nope.
Alcoholics featuring ODB, Hip Hop Drunkies.
Maybe.
Crazy Town, Only When I'm
Done.
Drunk.
Yeah. Crazy Town.
Exhibit.
No.
Alcoholic.
Yeah, let's do that.
Exhibit, no.
Alcoholic, yes. Volbeat, The Pool of Booze.
Why are you yelling?
Because you're yelling.
I'm not yelling. You're yelling.
No, he's talking in his normal voice. Well,
exactly. This is my normal fucking
so,
level.
So, Volbeat, Pool of Booze, Booze, Booza, or Hell Yeah, Drink, Drank, Drunk.
What's 40 outro choices?
Yeah. This episode is going to be 15 minutes long.
And it's
going to be
all choosing the outro.
It's like a Cars playlist.
So, old school, what's your outro?
Can you read it back again? I want to...
Go fuck yourself, I already read them.
This is more complicated than the U.S. election.
Exhibit.
Exhibit.
Everything is more complex than the U.S. election.
Mixmaster Phil?
I don't know. The ODB one?
Okay.
Well, all I have to do is select one of those two and this is over. So, let's give it up to the rest in peace to ODB here.
Yeah, Alcoholics, Hip Hop Drunkies, to end the evening. And gentlemen, I know we didn't start with it, but cheers. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a can. Fuck you.
I'm not cheersing you. No, we're gonna leave on tension.
There's sexual
tension. And we're just gonna let the sexual tension stay in the air till something happens.
Hey buddy, how's it going?
Hashtag safe space.
Because America has become bitches.
What? Wow.
And I'm going to end it there.
La 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 la.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Old Dirty Bastard. And I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, me too, nigga. With the neck, so start reaching for the ozone. I see some girls I know, but y'all look different with your clothes on. What's up, though? Taz King is stealing like the Grinch. While I'm leaving niggas puzzled, like I said, my shit in French. But it's all old English that I'm bringing from beneath. Try to bite my style and wax, don't watch these lyrics crack your teeth. Cause I make words connect like West Side when I test glide. My drunken lyrical hang glider. Nobody's tighter than a rough rap provider. With 90 ways to peel ya, so I know the 3 words. Taz should kill ya. Sound familiar. I filter out the weak every time I speak. I drink to hit the peak to make my mind go. I'm deaf to. You rapping like my client, trying to scrape me for the style that slam harder than Kobe Bryant. Be quiet, this is liquidation from the west. Motherfucker, boozy show, I got my own special guest.
Breaker, 1-9. I bust this bitch in the behind with a silver shine. Cause she thought she was fine. She winked at me, I thought it was fine. Cause nigga potting, this hoe is mine. I had the alcohol in me, took my time. Let a nigga rotate, turn on your table. Put the diamond needle, pull it to the ego. What, you the king in the chair? On my ground, the Tyson of sound. It's 20 seconds to a round. Scavenge a nigga, use the shrimp. A full line of shit, my ear can't digest it. Stop drinking all that motherfucking water. Let's take it to the land. So I can Godzilla up your shit. That's the Tiny Tim, man. Niggas be creeping up my beanstalk. When I start to come down on your fucking ass, try to chop shit on up. Get these nuts. Motherfucker, what?
The road pimp the flow like a hoe. So I should rap on the microphone. My rhymes hitting hard enough to crack a bone. I divide square MCs like math. Bend you in half and drink a genuine draft. I stomp him, then I speed out without a wampum. When he's laying on the ground, I let my dog Skrilla chomp him.
Switch rails.
I feels it's all about skills. The outcome's unbelievable like Tyson Holyfield. Your lyrics are loners, return them to their rightful owners. My style is wild like G's all over stoners. No need to ask, I put you on like a ski mask. We can fight the power like this is PE class. I bomb squads like Hank Shock. Peace to my nigga Scott, putting stickers on the block. I drink more Brewsters than Punky. It's the further adventures of the hip-hop junkies.
You bitches are hoes.
Put it in your neck, my motherfucking cold.
Or in your butthole.
Wherever the fuck it goes.
You bitches are hoes.
Put it in your neck, my motherfucking cold.
Or in your ear hole.
Wherever the fuck it goes.
No disrespect to any architect who tried to perfect. Oh, what the heck? I'm a MC director, rhyme inspector. Made it top 10, Brooklyn Borough.
It's the Backtown original B-boy. I'm rapping, what's happening? So dope, got the Pope clapping. I'm smacking on some chicken. What you kicking? You tricking while I'm vicking, holding stick with tickin'.
Step out of place. Pass, I smack the taste out your face. Cause there's nowhere to hide unless you move to outer space. Cause I waste motherfuckers like toxic fumes. So you better, when you hear the
hey, sugar plum, how can you assume that the bitch of the volume doesn't have no tune? Not your everyday regular rap star peddler. Won an award at the rap seminar. Beware of the hardware, three's the hard way. Ask your fuckers
say, hey yo, my name is J-Ro. And my style is so dope, they call it yo. I don't rap fast, I love green grass. Nothing nice on the mic, call me a mean ass.
Extra dilemma, bring the extra, extra, bring the dilemma. Burn the better one, that's vice versa. Dark Acre, massacre murderer, also known as a rap wrecker. Not a rhyme rebel, you just found some fine streets, screw readers. Metal rolls and rhymes, browser lyrics. Like the agent without the addict, but I'm only an anti addict. True God, but my dick is my lightning rod. Oh, don't kick that mumbo jumbo.
Type of shit niggas don't try at home. I come funkin' up the spot like Michael Jordan's cologne. With the mega drunken style to keep the crowd pumping. Niggas looking at me like Cass is up to something.
Get drunk and I stumble.
But I didn't come to trip, I came to bring it to your humbo. Humbo, all your plots and all your plans. Old Dirty's in the house and that's my motherfucking man.
It's the liquid crew coming through with Old Dirty from the booth. Past your party, jammed out with all the crew. So what y'all do, niggas think you wanna do? It's the liquid crew, coming through with Old Dirty from the woo. Passing the party, jetting out with all the crew. So what y'all do, niggas think you wanna do?
Edit this out.
It's a remix.